Welcome to Taz Turf Talk, your radio guide to thoroughbred racing this week in Tasmania.
And a very good morning with you as Colin McNiff and Greg Mansfield is joining me to have a look at what's been happening with Tasmanian thoroughbred racing. We've had a couple of meetings this week. On Wednesday, we were at Devonport with the Tapeta Surface there. And yesterday, we raced in Launceston, unusual, but we do have a couple of Saturday meetings coming up, one of those being yesterday. And we've got another one at Devonport in a couple of weeks from now. Morning, Greg Mansfield.
Morning, Colin. Yeah, it was great to be back at the races on a Saturday afternoon, wasn't it? We've made our home on Sundays, but every now and again we get to race on Saturdays, and it was a great atmosphere, and of course it was Think Pink Day, with all the money from the meeting going towards the National Breast Cancer Foundation, and it was a very successful day.
It's a meeting that's normally held in Hobart, but of course the Hobart track has been closed for maintenance, so this Think Pink meeting was transferred to Launceston, and well, the crowd was just as good as what they get for the Hobart function, so I think everybody would be absolutely delighted with what transpired yesterday. Good meeting, good day weather-wise, and a really good crowd turned out to celebrate yesterday's meeting.
Yeah, I think they'd be happy. I've got an email here from Judy Adams, who was, of course, the chair of the whole proceedings yesterday, and she said that she thinks fundraising will get to about $20,000 from the day, which will take it to $220,000 that they've raised over the seven-year history of this event. So that's a big effort, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is, and they have some wonderful supporters that have been with them right through, and lots of gifts donated, and some good auction items, and just all in all seemed to be a really good day, and I don't think it was too bad a day for punters either.
I think punters found a few winners, didn't they? There were a couple of well-back runners won, and not really any huge upsets.
No, let's take a look at race by race from yesterday. In the first, we saw a maiden class one over the 2100 metres. Makers Richo put the writing on the wall a couple of weeks ago with a good second over the same track and distance over the 2100 metres. Perfectly ridden by Kim Moore, just sat off the pace and she put them to the sword in the home straight.
Certainly did, won by almost 9 lengths. He was having his 31st start, so he's been around a while, but he's only had about 13 for his trainer, Andrew Moore. And Andrew said after the race, not over-flatteringly, that he's probably the slowest horse in Australia. He can't break 14 seconds to the furlong, but he can run that time all day, basically. Mm. So they're going to look for a long-distance race for him in Melbourne, in the country, in the next few weeks.
OK. Favourite Barbara's Girl went out at $2.40. Ran second last, was very disappointing.
Have to say it didn't handle the track, and the same probably applied to the second favourite, Aladoni.
Mm. Second on the day, and this was over the 1600 metres, the benchmark 62, and GG Black Fury again appreciated the heavy conditions.
Sat just off the pace and won quite easily. Three wins for this horse have all been on heavy tracks, which I suppose doesn't say a lot about his future, but John Luttrell certainly does, his trainer. Mm. He has a very big opinion of this horse and is predicting that he'll win a feature race next season.
Yeah, look, John, that was a big statement to make after the race, wasn't it? He is, of course, the trainer of GG's Black Flash, and I don't think he quite compared them, but he certainly put some wraps on this horse.
Well, he said he could be his next stable star, and that's a big enough wrap, isn't it? And as I said, when they've won all three of their races on wet tracks, you tend to think of them as just wet trackers, but John said that's not the case with this horse, so we'll see how he develops.
Chimed In was sent out a $1.80 favourite in that. What did you make of that run?
Oh, look, it was okay, but it was no match for the winner, was it? Beaten 2 lengths. I think the price was a little bit too short with the benefit of hindsight.
Third event of the day was a maiden over 1,200 metres. GG Bright Star, a two-year-old, taking on the older horses. We've seen this happen as we do toward the end of the season, that the two-year-olds are almost three, so they're quite capable of mixing it with the older horses in maiden company. It put the writing on the wall in Hobart with a very good second a couple of weeks ago. Brenda McCool knew which part of the track to be in, and it was never going to be beaten.
No, it raced a fraction wide, which is where you want it to be. Capped off a pretty good week for the GG horses, owned by Paul and Elizabeth Geard, of course, but most of them are trained by different people these days. There's a fair scattering. Rodney Seymour puts the polish on this one, and it's a very promising horse, as you suggested. The runner-up, Scouting Around, who's had a big rap on him from day one, ran a much-improved race to finish second. Even though he was beaten 3 lengths, I thought he battled on well. I think he may be going for a little bit of a break now, but he's one to follow when he comes back. Arachne, the third-place getter, was good, and I thought the fourth-place getter, Visha, was a pretty good run in that race. He finished off nicely.
Yeah, it stayed down toward the inside, down the side of the track, didn't it, Visha? And it was still capable of making some ground through toward the inside, which not many horses did yesterday.
No, they certainly didn't. They have beaten 4 lengths, but as I said, he finished off the race quite nicely.
Yeah, and GG's Bright Star, as you say, good week for the Geards. two winners there yesterday and two at Devonport through the week. We'll talk about those a little later on. Fourth of the day, and this was probably the most impressive winner, Spirit of Nyre. It's been knocking on the door to win a race. It had had 11 starts and been placed six times prior to stepping out in this maiden over 1,400 metres, made a one-act affair of it and just romped home.
Nicely bred filly, trained by John Keyes. He said after the race that he's been a little bit, disappointed perhaps that she hasn't won before now. She's been consistent without breaking through, but as we see quite often, once they get that first win on the board, sometimes they can go on with the job. Won by five lengths, so he couldn't make too many excuses for the others. Unfortunately, Spirit of Nyre, she's got a bit of attitude, and she showed it after the race, because not long after passing the post, she propped and disposed of Anthony Darmanin, her jockey, who hurt his leg. I don't think it was too serious, but he wasn't able to continue for the rest of the meeting.
Yeah, just enough for Dharma to be stood down for his last two or three rides on the program. That was race number four. Lord Farquhar has been racing okay. It took out race number five on the card. That was the first leg of the Quadrella. Nice ride by Rasid Yetimova. Got to the outside. Gigi's Clang was sent out the $2.10 favourite. Brenda McCool gave it every chance. It hit the front of the top of the straight. Looked like it was going to win, but Lord Farquhar just finished off a little bit the better over the last bit.
He did. I couldn't find any real excuses for the runner-up. Trainer Gareth Horner has a pretty fair opinion of Lord Farquhar. He's only a lightly raced horse, and he's probably having going to have a little break now. He's one to look for when he comes back. I think he can go on with the job, but of course the highlight was Rasset returning from 25 rides he had in South Australia without too much success. He said he was very glad to be back in Tasmania, which he now calls home. He's got about 5 or 6 months of his apprenticeship remaining, Rasset, so I think he'll ride plenty of winners in that time.
Race six on the card, and this was a class one over 1,200 metres. This four-year-old Aventador, trained by Dylan Clark, was ridden by Hayley McCarthy, who claimed the 4 kilos, went around, started the $4.30 favourite. It was fairly well supported, but it looks like a nice type of horse in the making, this one.
It does, doesn't it? And I think it's fair to say that half the people on course were on this. There was a massive cheer from the members where all the Think Pink people were when it won. Only just got there from Triple B, who fought on strongly. But as you said, yes, he's a promising horse, Aventador. Another one that has a bit of attitude, according to trainer Dylan Clark. He's a bit difficult to deal with. And Hayley McCarthy rode him well, sat back, and he finished off strongly. The first two did finish well clear of the rest of the field.
Triple B was a good run. It's been good runs at its past two outings in Launceston. Failed at Devonport, so perhaps we might just put it down to this horse being one that doesn't go on the Tapeta surface.
That could be the case. I think he's got plenty of ability. Could make an excuse also for one of the fancied runners, Isn't Life Strange, who actually knocked up to finish second last, was probably eased down. Drew barrier one and couldn't get out of the worst going. I think we'll forgive her run.
Mm. The Think Pink Cup was the feature of the day, race number seven, and we had one set out at a pretty short quote here. But it turned out to be the outsider in Volcanic Sky getting the prize in a small field.
As we so often see, a field of five. The winner started at $10.60. A good mare, won its first start back as a two-year-old, and trainer John Keyes thought she was going to be anything, in his own words, but she had bone chips in her knees which delayed her career. In fact, she didn't race for more than 12 months at one stage. She has won three of her four starts on wet ground, so the conditions suited her. And she got home well after a nice ride from Jason Lyon. Diane Ray Luttrell provided the two minor place getters, Pink's a Legend and Tuck Toy Uck Tuck. I don't think the third place getter was overly comfortable in the going. Looking for an excuse for Luluka Bell, maybe the second up syndrome. Mm-hmm. She won well first up, but that was her first start for 13 months, and sometimes they can't produce a second up, so she might keep for another day. And Dart Chill, who was well backed in that race also, he's a Devonport horse. He's won all three races there. He's never run a place at Mowbray.
No. In the last class two, and this looks like a really good horse in the making, Private Currency made it three in a row for Angela Brakey.
Is a good horse, isn't it? As you said, three wins. Only had the five starts, so that's a very impressive record. I didn't back it, but I thought the $2.60 turned out to be a pretty good price at the finish. Won only narrowly from, won by 3/4 of a length from Zabibo, one of the outsiders of the field, who was almost the first winner for apprentice Sherry Barr. Looks to have its foot on the tour because it finished 6 lengths in front of the rest of them. Freddie Two Shoes got up to run third. He was up to his usual tricks and was a bit slow to begin.
Got one to follow from the meeting yesterday?
Look, I thought Zabibo out of the last race was certainly one to pencil in if he can find a slightly weaker field. And one earlier in the day that got home well, although a long way from the winner, was Go Karma. I think he's not far off winning a race for Graham McCulloch. And if we want a third one, the one we mentioned, Bisha.
Okay. We mentioned we raced at Devonport through the week, and again, the GG's had a good day there. They kicked off proceedings with GG Baritone, who's trained on the track by Leon Wells, was ridden by Bullet Muku, again, a two-year-old taking on older horses, but beautifully ridden. It just settled off the pace and didn't go around a horse, threw on the inside to win, and win quite comfortably.
Yeah, as I've noted, just what you've said, fifth on the fence, got a rails run, drew clear. Bullet Muku's had a great season. He's ridden more than 50 winners as an apprentice in Tassie. He'll finish third on the Senior Jockeys Premiership, so that's just continued the good run for him. As you noted in your call, I thought the eye-catching run in the race was probably from the fourth place getter, a horse called The Rite of Spring, trained by Leanne Gaffney. Was beaten 3.5 lengths, but did get to the line strongly.
Yeah, a little bit of money for that too, The Rite of Spring, and it did hit the line well, so you'd be thinking that perhaps next start it could get the prize. Hayley McCarthy was aboard Evil Intent in race two. It was well back in the field, but gee, once Hayley got it to the outside and the home straight, it really powered home.
It did, and she did take a little bit of time to get it to the outside, because at about the 300-metre mark, it looked like it was going to be held up, but she changed course, switched around them, and it raced away to win by just under a length from Decent Deal, who's had a lot of chances since he's been in Tasmania, but I thought this was clearly his best run. He did finish off nicely, and the third place in that race finished where he always does, coup de feet. He's in the minor placings, but not quite good enough to win.
Gigi's Martini and Bullet Muku went around a good odds. Gigi's Martini was around the $11 quote. It probably should have been a little bit shorter than that in race three.
Yeah, got a nice run through the field in the home straight. Only had to hook around the two leaders, and just got home from Gigi's Soprano at Stablemate, also trained by Stuart Gandy. And it looked just a fraction unlucky. It was a bit slow to begin, and race three wide for a part of the race, so it might be one to follow.
Overproof caused the upset of the day in the first leg of the Quadrella, ridden by Melissa Nichols over the 1,880. This horse got out to probably six lengths in front in the middle stages of the race. It was collared on the home turn. It looked as though they were going to run home over the top of it, but it just kept on kicking.
$21 chance for Gareth Horner, and as you said, if you were on it, you would have almost torn up your ticket at about the 250-metre mark, because it was headed, looked beaten, but kicked back strongly to win. Hellstrong, the other on-pace runner in the race, battled on to finish a close second, led early, then sat second. Now with Leon Wells, hasn't won since joined Leon in a handful of starts, but I think he's got his foot on the till now. And Blacko, who had won his previous couple, he finished last. Couldn't see any obvious excuses for him, but I know they were not very happy with the way he was weighted. Perhaps he's worth another chance.
Saw a nice horse go around in the next, and that was Genuine Lad. Lightly raced, it's only had the eight starts. Brenda McCool gave it a soft lead, and it was never ever going to be beaten. And it looks like they may be going to set this for the Devonport Cup.
Well, it's got the potential to win a race like that, hasn't it? You know, perhaps not. Well, perhaps this season or next season, but they've knocked back a very big offer for this horse, from all reports. I haven't had it confirmed, so I don't like to mention the exact figure, but it's well and truly into the six figures, and it would have to win a race like the Devonport Cup to earn that sort of money, or earn even half of it. So they've got good plans for it. It was impressive, led all the way, gave nothing else a chance. Super Broadband came from last to run second, and the one they backed to beat Genuine Lad was Braver. I thought it had every chance in the home straight and ran fifth.
Second last on the card, and we saw Michael Guthrie with Crystal Reef. It carried 62 now. Anybody who watches the videos would have picked this one out, because at its start prior to that, it drew barrier 13. It went back, and it made ground without having any luck in the home straight. Now, these videos are available on the Tas Racing website, so if you just want to catch a winner or two, have a look at the free video replays, because everybody would have found Crystal Reef as a coming winner. Step back to its favourite trip, where it's unbeaten over the 1,350. Drew barrier 3. Stewards were informed, change of riding tactics, that it will go forward. It went forward and gave nothing else a chance.
Sounds like you had something on it. And as you said, it wasn't hard to back. The only one thing you might have had to be a little bit wary of was the weight. Of course, 62 or 63 when you make allowance for the vest. But Michael Guthrie, who's on the comeback trail, rated it beautifully in front, and it got home by almost two lengths over GG's Showboy, another GG horse that ran well. He came from last to finish second. And one I'm going to list as a horse to follow from this meeting was another Concerto, the third place getter. Was well back in the field all the way and was last on the home turn. Ran on strongly, out very wide on the track. I think it's got another win in it very shortly.
Probably one of the advantages, though, of a heavyweight jockey such as Michael Guthrie, when you do have a horse with 62 or so kilos, there's not much dead weight there.
Not much, I would have think, with Michael riding only 2 or 3 kilos. So, yeah, that does help, doesn't it?
Classic Outlaw was well supported in the last, ridden by Georgie Catania. It's trained by Glenn Stevenson, and this is another promising galloper.
Yeah, smart horse. Sat second, went to the line well to win by a length from Osborne. This is another promising horse trained by Bill Ryan. Mm. Settled about fourth or fifth in a small field, and I thought was pretty good late. They all chased the tearaway leader, Bring Me Sunshine, who did what she always does, and opened up a big lead and held on okay.
Yep. So any other horses to follow besides Another Concerto?
Well, I haven't really asterisked too many of them, but perhaps Gigi Soprano, who ran second to Gigi's Martini earlier in the day.
Yep. All right. And Bulimuku having a good day. In fact, the apprentices had a good day there with Hayley McCarthy, Bulimuku, Melissa Nichols, all riding winners there at Devonport on Wednesday. Yesterday, we had Jason Lyon riding a winner. Hayley McCarthy rode another one. You mentioned Rasid Yetimova. Bulimuku again amongst the winners. McCool was thereabouts, and of course Brendan McCool coming off five winners last Sunday from six rides. That was an amazing performance.
It was, and the ones you've mentioned are the form jockeys of the moment, and Jason Lyon actually rode a double yesterday, so he probably took the honours.